Hi, it's The Herd. Everybody knows about the risks of driving drunk. You can get in a crash. People get hurt or killed. But that still doesn't stop everybody. You could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. We all know the consequences of driving drunk. One thing's for sure, you're wrong if you think it's no big deal. It is. Drive sober or get pulled over. All right, hi everybody, welcome to our Saturday morning podcast, my Blazing 5 plus 2 bonus picks. Going to give you two. It's our final Blazing 5 in the regular season because I'm out next Friday skiing in Utah. Yeah, that'll be fun. But if Gottlieb goes 5-0, then I can take credit for those. All right, first, here's my Blazing 5.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing 5. Ravens at Chargers.
Saturday night game, Chargers minus 4.5. It's going to be a good game, low scoring for a while. Ravens play real defense. But the Chargers, who we fell in love with about week 8, lead the NFL in big plays with 118. That's a running play over 10 yards, a passing play over 20. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson is yet to throw for 200 yards in a game. Baltimore will hang around in this football game, and they'll keep it close. But in the end, they're running a wing T against the most explosive offense in the National Football League. Chargers win it. And cover 27-20.
Packers at Jets.
Packers minus 3. Like it. I love the Packers. Listen, Sam Darnold played well last week. Best game he's ever played as a pro. And they still lost at home. They've lost 8 of 9 games. They're a total rebuild offensively. Offensive line, receivers, backs. They have a decent tight end. And Sam Darnold. The Packers are 0-7 on the road. They haven't gone winless on the road since the 50s. Aaron Rodgers is playing for a reason, to still prove they fired the coach for the right reasons. I'm going to take the Jets to battle for a while, but Aaron wins, covers 28-23.
Bears at 49ers.
San Francisco on the road is a mess, 0-7, because they don't have a starting quarterback of note. But at home, they're a tough out. They have beaten back-to-back weeks at home, Denver and Seattle, and I like them to be super competitive here, getting 4 points against Chicago. By the way, Mitch Trubisky, young quarterback, very good at home, incredibly mediocre away from home. That happens with young quarterbacks. I mean, it just does. Young quarterbacks are good in spots, but you get a roller coaster home and away. By the way, the best statistical rookie quarterback in the league is not Baker Mayfield. It's Nick Mullins. Look it up. Niners cover. I think the Bears win. Last second field goal, but I'll take the points in the Niners, 24-23.
Giants at Colts.
I get the Giants plus 9.5. Indianapolis is a better team, but they just came off a shutout over the Cowboys. They are feeling themselves today, and they're a good team, but they're not a good enough team to blow people out if they come down emotionally. The Giants have been a better road team this year, yet to lose by more than 7 on the road, average 26 a game on the road. Again, the Colts are a better team, but they are they're only a few weeks out from getting shut out by the Jaguars. They have to be totally focused. I think they lose a little focus. They win the game, but I'll take the Giants plus 9.5, 30-23 Colts.
Chiefs at Seahawks.
Listen, Seattle at home off an embarrassing loss, getting 2.5 points on Sunday Night Football. The Seahawks at home in primetime the last 6 years, including playoffs, are 16-2. And Russell Wilson's got 35 touchdowns and 9 picks. Seattle's got the number one ranked running game. The Chiefs have the 26th ranked rushing defense. Patrick Mahomes will watch this game from the sidelines for most of it. Ball control, raining in Seattle, pressures on Kansas City. 28-26 Seahawks win. I will take the 2.5 points. All right, now we bring in RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Pregame.com is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press at RJ in Vegas. All right, we came off another winning week, final regular season, Blazing 5. I'm going to start with this. Giants, Colts, 9.5 for a team, the Giants, that have actually played better on the road. The Colts are off a huge, impressive win, shutout win over the Cowboys. I like the Colts. I think they will have a little pullback. Don't forget, they were shut out by the Jags not long ago. They're an imperfect club. I'll take the Giants plus 9.5. What do the wise guys think?
So the Colts have won 7 of 8, and your rationale is, remember the one game they lost in those 8 games?
What was that? Well, the Jags.
It was the Jags. It was the one loss. So, listen, you've got agreement. I don't like this, right? So the wise guys are with you, but here's my point. Here's why they're with you. Because the Colts did look by far their best, right? Sell high, buy low. Well, the theory is the Colts are really high right now.
Right.
But I just wonder, is it merited? Meaning the public's just finally jumped on board. But when you win 7 of 8, when you look at DVOA, which is a great advanced metric.
Yes.
The Colts are number 6 in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I listen, and it's their defense that has blown people away.
It's young, and it's trending upwards throughout the season.
Listen, Colts are going to win this game. But, man, when you look at 9.5, Pat Shurmur and the Giants, Saquon Barkley, are moving the ball. 9.5, to me, it's a numbers game. That is a lot of points.
No, I agree with you about the numbers part of it. Are we sure the Giants are going to play hard in this game? It's a road game out of conference. They just got embarrassed against Tennessee. They had won 4 or 5, right? So there was excitement.
Yeah, and that's what I'm remembering.
But then they got, Tennessee dismantled them.
Tennessee, though, crushed Dallas, crushed New England. They can crush your spirit. They are physically an imposing team. And if they get rolling, they kind of suffocate you. So I've seen Tennessee do that a lot.
But I worry if the Giants had their spirit crushed, maybe it's not a good thing for this week. So let's just say this. Most of the wise guys are with you. I'm skeptical. I think there might be a reason the Colts are this expensive.
All right. Second game, I'm going to go over to this game. Chargers minus 4.5 with the Ravens. Now, here's the thing. Ravens play real defense. So I bet you there's great division in Vegas on this. But when I saw the Chargers play a rookie quarterback, Baker Mayfield, they suffocated him. And I think this is a wing T offense. I don't think it's sustainable over the course of 16 games. And I think Baltimore's going to come out west, and a team that doesn't throw the ball is going to be kind of a one-trick pony offensively. And I think the Chargers are playing for a number one seed. So I'm going to swallow the 4.5 and take the Chargers. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here. Now, listen, if we just did a head count again, I think more sharps would be on the Ravens, right? They love running and defense. I agree with the sharps on the Chargers. Ravens versus the run defenses they've faced. 5 weeks with Lamar Jackson. This is almost hard to imagine, Colin. It's been 5 of the 6 worst run defenses in the NFL. Yes. It's like a dream scenario.
Tebow faced this, where he faced a lot of bad teams for about a 5-game streak, won close games thanks to a kicker. This is very Tebow-esque.
But if there's bad teams, it's a little more obvious. Bad run defenses, right? So they face Kansas City. Oh, that's a good team, right? But they had one of the worst run defenses. So I do think the one-dimensional element was more effective for Baltimore against these bad run defenses. Number two, what do you need against the read option? You need defensive speed on the edges. The Chargers have that, right? So that's important. Number three, you mentioned it. I know I was on with Gottlieb yesterday, and he said he's going to that game on Saturday. You mentioned you're going to the game on Saturday. This Saturday night game, I have a feeling Chargers typically with a less than passionate fan base, maybe the crowd's going to be a little more rocking on Saturday night for the Chargers. Also, Ravens have to travel all the way across the country on a short week. Remember, Saturday game. Last thing on this one. A couple weeks ago, the Baltimore Ravens played Kansas City in Kansas City. The line on that game was 7.5. Now it's 4, 4.5. So how would you compare the Chargers to the Chiefs?
I think Chargers are better.
All right, so let's just say they're even. So this line has dropped from 7.5 at Kansas City to 4, 4.5. I get it. Baltimore's won a couple games, but what, they beat Tampa Bay, they beat the Raiders. To me, this is a sign of the value, the difference between the Kansas City line, 7.5 hosting Baltimore, and now Chargers only 4.5 hosting Baltimore. Agreement, Chargers.
2-0 agreement. The holidays are close, really close. If you're behind on your holiday shopping, you may be starting to panic, but don't worry. There's still time to get last-minute presents that don't seem like last-minute presents, because now through the holidays at Helzberg Diamonds, you can make one stop for two great gifts. Spend $599.99 or more on jewelry,
and get a free gift, like a Google Home Bundle. That's gifts that give gifts at Helzberg Diamonds. All right, Packers-Jets was kind of like a pick'em until they announced Aaron Rodgers was going to play. I'm going to take Packers minus three. Listen, Sam Darnold played his best game last week. This is still a team that's banged up offensively that is in a complete rebuild in the offseason. They have no spark offensively. I don't think Darnold will play that well. I get Aaron Rodgers. Listen, Green Bay is still a good football team that's underperformed. This was an easy one for me. I like Green Bay minus a field goal. What do the wise guys think?
I'm a big believer that nobody, I don't care who you are, Jimmy the Greek in his best day, didn't know more than the team knows about that team. So you look at, and you've got, and you don't always say it, but I can kind of hear it. You've got GMs and scouts you talk to, and you hear about these teams, and they know more about their own team than any media guy, any batter does.
Right.
Why is Aaron Rodgers playing in this game? Let me ask you. Meaning that they just shut down their running back, Jones.
Yeah.
They don't have any chance to make the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers has been hobbled the entire season. Why are they – this is a meaningless game, right, and he is their franchise. Why is he playing?
I don't know.
I don't either. There's some reason, though. The very fact Aaron Rodgers is playing makes me agree with you on the Packers. He wants to – he would not go through the motions and play. If he didn't want to play hard, he wouldn't be here. And then the rest of the team is looking and say, wait, if Aaron's playing hard, we better play hard. I think that cue from Aaron is the key to this game. Also, you mentioned the Jets. Their number one wide receiver, out. Number one running back, out. Also, and this is a sneaky big injury, offensive tackle Brandon Schaub.
Yeah, he's out.
Out. Now, his replacement on Pro Football Focus has a score of 29. That means 70 is a above average player. 29 is about as low as you go. The backup to that tackle hasn't taken a snap all year. So literally, you took their worst tackle, replaced him with one of the worst tackles in the league, and the backup hasn't played a snap all year. No one's going to talk about Shaw, but that is a big deal. Packers agreement.
All right, Bears at 49ers. I think you could have an upset here. I think the 49ers at home are a pretty good team. Bears have their division wrapped up. Anybody that's got a nick or a cut, they'll sit. Four is too many here. I think it's a very, very close game. And again, the Niners can run the ball. Nate Mullins has been a remarkable story. I'm going to take the points here. Can I make it 4-0 agreement? What do the wise guys think?
Yeah, biggest agreement of the week here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, this is a classic wise guy play. I don't disagree, but I do have one caveat. Let me ask you this question, though. You don't think the Bears are motivated by a potential buy in a number two seed?
I do, but I also think they've got, like Eddie Jackson, they've got a bunch of guys banged up, and I think they're going to rest some of them, and I think that sends kind of a message that let's go out west, let's win this football game, but I think deep down they're gonna host a playoff game. They're pretty sure they're not gonna host a second one, and defense travels well. So I think they're comfortable where they're at, hosting a playoff game against like a Dallas or something, and then having to go on the road in LA, which is the most likely scenario. I think they're comfortable with that.
Yeah, see, to me, I agree with you about a number of those things. One, Eddie Jackson is a big safety.
Huge, huge star for them.
Yeah, I mean, really one of the emerging stars this year. Nick Mullins on the 49ers side, a shockingly good season. There's a site called Football Perspective saying Nick Mullins is the best rookie quarterback this year. If you just look at the stats,
wow,
that's very interesting. Now, here's another thing that makes me like the 49ers. Chicago's offense, you're right, the defense travels well. The offense, though, DVOA, at home, number 14, on the road, number 29. So Chicago, not as good on the road offensively. Okay, good. 49ers, defense at home, number 13, on the road, number 24. So this is a really good home thing for San Fran situation. Here's my concern. Last thing. Third straight home game for San Fran. That's great, right? But let's use the spread to compare. 2 weeks ago, they played Denver. Now, Denver is a slightly, if not more than slightly, below average team. San Fran was +4 at home. They won, they covered. Then Seattle came in. Seattle, much better in Denver, right? Well, Seattle was plus four. San Francisco won and covered. Now Chicago comes in, much better than Seattle, and they're plus four. So literally 2 weeks ago, the 49ers were getting four against Denver, and now they're getting four against Chicago. That is a lot of adjustment on a team in 2 weeks.
4-0 agreement.
That's your focus. None of those other concerns.
Yeah, forget the games. It's all about me. All right, hold on 1 second. Guys, if you travel for work and you're looking for small comforts, and I am when I travel, I hate checking bags. I any little small comfort, I'll go with it. Check out the Perth Performance Pullover. I wear it. I wear it all weekend long from Peter Millar. It's my new favorite travel partner. Here's why. Looks great, feels great. Super convenient. Barely takes up more space in your bag than a water bottle. But if you get a little cold on the plane, I often do, put it on, helps the chill. If you're sitting in it for hours on the plane, it looks crisp, fresh, not wrinkled. People see me wearing mine, tell me, where'd you get that thing? Love that thing. You want to win style points around the office? Very, very comfortable. The Perth looks great over a polo, over a sports shirt. I actually wear it when I go hit the tennis ball. I wear it over workout stuff. Do yourself a favor. Get a Perth today. You'll thank me. Go to petermillar.com/herd. Be sure to use my link and you'll receive complimentary shipping and a free hat. It's easy. Peter Millar, MILLAR.com/herd. petermillar.com/herd. All right, going for a perfect agreement this week. Kansas City in the last month has been a bad team to bet with. Seattle comes off an ugly, ugly loss. It's going to be raining. They are incredible. Russell Wilson's record in primetime standalone games is phenomenal. I'm going to take the inferior team barely at home, bad weather, Russell Wilson, and 2.5. What do the wise guys think?
Disagreement. This is another example. If you just did a head count, I think you have more sharps agreeing with you on Seattle. And there's a lot of reasons to back that up. Number one, Seattle as a 2.5 point or greater home underdog has covered 11 straight times.
Wow.
So Seattle is very good at home.
Wow.
Especially in primetime, especially when the crowd's rocking. And when they're getting points, they're very, very good. At home, you combine the two, 11 straight covers. Well, that sounds great, right? Yeah. And also, if you look at Kansas City, last five games since Kareem Hunt in that incident, zero covers in five games. So literally, by definition, the spread is what Vegas expects, and Kansas City has not exceeded expectation once in the last five games. Okay, why then do I disagree with your Seattle? Here's the key. Cluster injuries. Yeah. What do you need to defend Kansas City? You need interior cover guys to defend the backs and all the little things they're doing, tight ends across the middle. Well, Seattle has two safeties. Both, one's doubtful, and one is very questionable, Thompson. So come game day, both those safeties play, I'm going to be right on Seattle with you. If one safety plays, I think the game's a toss-up. If you have both safeties out for Seattle, that is a nightmare. Imagine having your third and fourth safeties trying to cover Kansas City.
Yeah, that's a good point. By the way, RJ Bell hosts the first ever National Network radio show covering sports betting weekdays 6 to 7 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. It's a great show. I'm going to give a couple of bonus picks just for fun. We'll just do these quick. But I would take the Lions plus 6 hosting Minnesota. What would the wise guy say?
I'm going to give you a big disagreement there.
Wow.
Another injury situation. I know this isn't like sexy radio, sexy podcast, but if you want to win, these injuries matter. So the strongest thing Detroit has had recently is defensive line. Remember, they traded the Giants for Snacks Harrison. Now, I love to say Snacks, first of all.
Yeah.
But number two is the idea that, oh my gosh, if you look at that D-line, they had one of the better D-lines in the NFL. What's happened just in the last week or two, one of their key guys, his last name is Hand, out for the season. And now Snacks Harrison is doubtful to play. So they had three good interior guys that goes to one. And what did Minnesota commit to with the new OC last week? Running the ball. So if Snacks is out.
Minnesota's healthy, by the way, too.
Well, and remember, Minnesota has a scenario, Colin, where they get Monday off if they win the game.
Yeah.
The player said, Coach, we don't want Monday off. Imagine that intensity late in the year. They practiced on Monday.
All right. I would also take the Eagles -1.5 against the Texans. I don't trust the Texans. You know, these late season games, I just don't trust them. They don't feel today as good as they were 3 weeks ago. What would the wise guys say there?
I tell you, this is just split down the middle. I could try to give you one, but let me just give you quickly the two big factors. One, I think people are overreacting to the Eagles' really impressive win with Foles.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Houston has a bad O-line for a good team.
Yes,
and
terrible.
Philly's strength on defense
is up front.
So
Fletcher Cox eats up good O-lines.
That is a negative for Houston.
That's a huge part for this. Michael Bennett's playing well. Fletcher Cox is one of the top 10 players in the league.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, he's that dominant. So it's a split game for the wise guys.
Yes.
Well, that's good. All right, we'll talk soon. We're still going to do some of this stuff on Saturdays for the playoffs, but this is my last regular season Blazing 5. RJ, love having you.
Absolutely. And, Carl, if you got a second, the listeners might be interested. We are number 2 right now in the biggest picking contest ever. It's literally $640,000, $5,000 to enter, winner take all, $640,000.
Now, is this online or where is this?
This is just on my Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. I will tweet out the standings and the 5 picks. It's a casino. The Westgate here in town is doing it.
Wow, that's a great call. And you're number 2?
We got one guy ahead of us by one game. Right? So if we win this thing, I might be a little hungover for that Friday party.
Or just take that guy out. Take him to the desert. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.